If you have been with a narcissist, you know they cannot sit still. They cannot fully let go or relax. But why is that the case? Does it have something to do with their nervous system? Is it about their instant gratification, the need for it? Are they dopamine junkies? What is going on in their body and brain? Let's find out in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. Today we are going to talk about why narcissists cannot sit still and why are they easily bored. If that sounds intriguing and you're eager to find out the answers, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because your subscription to the channel always helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. Also, press the bell icon to stay updated with everything latest that I post over here. Now, let's begin with trying to understand what's going on in the narcissist's psyche, what's going on in their body. Narcissists have to be on move all the time. They have to be doing something. They have to be busy. Or they have to appear busy for the sake of it. They have to be distracted all the time. They cannot fully let go. They cannot fully relax. They cannot sit with themselves. And you may wonder, what's going on? I mean, are they robotic? Don't they need rest? Because every human being does. So why don't they? The deepest explanation to this behavior is their suppressed trauma. Or all the shame, all the insecurities, everything dark that they have suppressed deep down in the chambers of their psyche. Now, the thing is, they have suppressed it for a long time and they cannot face facing it. They cannot stand facing it. If by any chance these chambers were to be opened and this suppressed trauma were to come to the surface, they will be annihilated instantly. The truth is, they buried their true self a long time ago in the deepest chambers of their subconscious mind. They dissociated from it. They don't want to be aware of its presence, because if they were to become aware of their true self, it will kill them, as I said. Why would it kill them? Because that true self carries their shame. Their true self carries their insecurities. Their true self carries everything they do not want to be associated with. Being associated with their true self would mean they are weak and they are vulnerable. So they keep it away. Now, if they were to truly relax, they would become aware of what is going on in their body. Because when we fully let go, when we drop our muscles, when we come back to our body, we notice the discomfort. That discomfort is a message. It is our body telling us that something is wrong in there. So that is the reason why they don't like sitting with themselves. The moment they try to let go, the moment they try to relax, the shit starts coming to the surface and they smell it. And that smell scares the life out of them and they run away. So instantly, they go, 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 go. The next thing comes to mind, and then the next thing comes to mind. They never rest at all. And unfortunately, as an impact of this, they do not let you rest as well. If you're their partner, you're their child, you have to be running with them. I'll talk more about this dynamic later. I'll talk more about how it impacts you. But for now, let's look at it as it happens. So this need to be distracted all the time turns into an addiction, which is why you might see that they are obsessed about certain things, buying new clothes, buying new cars, new houses, which simply means that their need for distraction has simply translated into the materialistic addiction with the stuff. And that running with them fatigues you, chronically drains you. Because you have to keep going. You can't rest. The moment you rest, you are called lazy. You are called boring. You are called names. You are ridiculed and humiliated. For what? Being a human. But they are not a human. They don't need to rest. So why do you? You should be acting like their extension. You should be doing what they do. What is rest? It doesn't mean anything to rest at all. It's just a waste of time. Why are you wasting time? Imagine being married to such kind of a narcissist for decades, let's say 20 to 30 years, and then imagine the chronic fatigue you will experience, because you will be running all the time. You will be doing things all the time. If you don't, they put you down, as I mentioned earlier. So that's the reason why you feel so tired all the time, why you feel like you need to sleep, and why you don't feel energy. Your adrenals are exhausted because they were activated. Your bloodstream was flooded with cortisol, adrenaline, noradrenaline, and all the stress hormones all the time to keep you going. They liked that. That was what excited them. I'll talk about the potential and the threshold for excitement in the narcissist nervous system in a moment, but that was exciting for them, but for you, it was draining. Now, the other aspect that we need to talk about is how this need for distraction turns into a full-blown addiction in narcissists. They have to keep themselves distracted all the time. They have to buy stuff, buy clothes, cars, land. They have to earn more. They have to be talking with others, which is why they are on their cell phones all the time. They have to be doing something, and this thing that they're doing turns into an addictive thing they get attached to for the dopamine rush. So they become dopamine junkies. This thing that they become attached to becomes the center of their life, and that is what they revolve around. It could be anything that you can think of: sex, money, land, houses, cars, non-materialistic stuff, talking with other people, having, you know, collective supply from a gathering. Anything is possible here, but they need something to be distracted, which is why they're addicts and their distractions are their addictions. Now let's talk about the instant gratification a little bit and how the threshold for excitement is set in their nervous system. We always say a narcissist is a child stuck in an adult's body. They are stuck in their developmental process. They never got to grow. So what do you see in a child, a three-year-old, a four-year-old? The need for instant gratification. If they ask for something, they need it right now, regardless. They don't care what the situation is, what the circumstances look like, if it is possible or not. None of that matters because they're ego-driven. So is the narcissist. They are purely ego-driven. They do not care how it impacts you, how it impacts others. They cannot foresee the consequences. They lack foresight, so they need it right now. The newness of this thing, the shiny objects, makes them feel good in the moment, distracts them a little bit more from the misery, from their own boring self. That is what it is all about. So they look for this next new thing all the time, all the time. And with every single new thing coming into their life, the threshold keeps increasing. Which means if $1 million were able to satiate them, now they can't anymore. They need 2 million, they need 10 million. The greediness keeps growing. One more aspect that makes it difficult for them to sit still and rest is the divergence in their nervous systems. That's why they get easily bored, because the potential that is set, the potential they need of the excitement to meet the threshold is quite high. That's why they need these fancy parties. That's why they need to have a gathering crying for their pain. That's why they need a lot. That's why they need the chaos. You as a person may be satisfied with your life. You might be able to find happiness in small things, but they are not. Why? Because the threshold, the level that they have to meet to feel happy is way high. That's why they create this chaos. That's why they chase. In the love bombing stage, when they're chasing you, when they're trying to win you, that is the level of excitement they need all the time to keep meeting the different levels of thresholds, which their nervous system keeps changing and increasing with every cycle of a relationship they go through. So they may buy a new car today, and tomorrow they lose interest. They are talking with you today, and it takes so much time, so many efforts for them to get you, but they finally win you as a trophy. The next day they start devaluing you because you're not a chase anymore. You're not a challenge anymore. So why bother? They lose interest in you. It's all about the threshold. It's about the excitement. It takes a long time for them to feel excited, something chaotic, something dramatic, something that induces fear in them. But then it doesn't last for too long. It just comes down drastically, and they now are in this same perpetual state of boredom. We also need to understand, and I also need to make it clear, that this need for distraction, need to keep moving, not being able to sit with body, is a trauma response in general. And you do not necessarily have to be a narcissist to have this trauma response. You can be a trauma survivor. You can have this trauma response and not be a narcissist. So please do not generalize everything. Do not mix things up and do not make inferences that do not suit this topic well. So I leave it up to your understanding, but just understand that distraction in itself, keeping yourself distracted, is not the problem. Not acknowledging that you have this problem is the actual problem, which is what they have. If you were to hold them accountable or stop them in their way and say, you need to rest or you need to let me rest, it's too draining, they would ridicule you for being lazy. They would ridicule your energy levels. They would say, you're not driven. You don't want to hustle, this new word that is out there. You don't want to keep trying. You don't want the success. I mean, it's all brought down to how faulty you are and not how overly driven they are, how abnormal that is. So in a nutshell, we can say narcissists are on the run all the time, and that is extremely exhausting for you, but exciting for them. They catch up to this exhaustion, which they do not feel when they are running after stuff, but later in their life. And that exhaustion shows up as terminal illnesses. I mean, a lot of stuff happens and they fall, they come down, it all crumbles down, but it takes time for them to catch up with the consequences. But for you, it is extremely draining and exhausting because you're a non-narcissistic human being. Your nervous system works the way it should. It's not like this. That's why you are experiencing this fatigue now after leaving them, which means you need to give yourself the rest that you couldn't get while you were in the relationship. That was it for today's episode. I hope you liked it. If you did, please let me know in the comments, drop a like, and make sure to share this episode with others. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, let the healing begin.